Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and that means a lot of families are thinking about a turkey dinner. Well, turkey is also on the brain for a group of researchers in Israel, but for a very different reason. They've been experimenting on alternative energy sources, and one of their successes came with turkey poop. Lena Zeldovich is a science writer based in New York. She recently wrote about the research for NPR.org. Lena, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, needless to say, this caught our eye for so many reasons. Can you explain for us what these Israeli scientists are doing with turkey excrement?
So these scientists are part of a lab that is looking at various ways to convert waste to energy, different types of waste. And they were specifically looking at turkey poop, poultry poop and turkey poop, because they were working with some agricultural facilities, and they saw a lot of this waste, and they thought, what can we do with it? And so they tried cooking it essentially in a couple of different ways. One way involved cooking at a very high temperature, something like 800 degrees Fahrenheit, without oxygen, and that essentially mimics the conditions that happen within the earth, and that what generates coal. And so that basically yielded turkey poop coal at the end. But it was very expensive because heating at such temperatures just takes a lot of energy to begin with. So they tried a different method at half the temperature, about 482 degrees, but under higher pressure. So you can think about it as like stewing in a pressure cooker.
We have to think about it as stewing in a pressure cooker?
Exactly. Some interesting images here, right? So that produced a different substance that they called hydrochar. It's kind of a slurry of, burned biomass and water. And so that slurry actually has a double use. The, the liquid can be used as fertilizer because it's completely safe. There's nothing left alive in it after this procedure. And the powder can be separated and sent to power plants, like this, in its exact form, because many power plants actually pulverize their coal. So it's just basically ready to be shoved into the furnace.
So you said that they are looking at poultry droppings in general. This is specifically turkey. Is there something that makes turkey droppings more desirable than, say, chicken or duck?
No, they're pretty close. They do have some good energy generation potentials, poultry in general. They also experimented with cow manure, but cow manure is a little harder to get as it sort of ends up being, more spread out.
And so this is, I'm guessing this is something that, especially with very large-scale poultry farms, it would be quite easy to get a lot of the droppings collected and then sent off to process.
Completely. It is easy to get all these droppings, and it kind of serves to kill two birds with one stone. Generally, this is waste that nobody wants. It needs to be processed either with chemicals. In some places, it's burned. In some places, it's just dumped in landfills. So you would actually be, alleviating the farm's burden of having to deal with this waste and, sending this cleaner version of energy to the coal plants. To the power plants.
How does, as you said, you have to take into account the energy cost to create energy. How does this particular process compare to other forms of what would be considered green energy?
So that is what they're testing right now. They're saying it's pretty comparable. They're still measuring, the output of different gases that are generated during the creation of this, coal-like substance and during the burning. But they're saying it's pretty comparable. What's really interesting is that the world generates so much poultry poop that if you put it all together, it could contribute about 10% of overall coal use.
Wow, that seems like a really significant percentage.
It's a huge number if you think about it. 10%, we can be using 10% less coal if we just send all this stuff to be repurposed.
Well, Lena, we have to leave with a very metaphysical question. Does this mean that one day a Thanksgiving turkey might be cooked with its own or its relatives' droppings?
It is entirely possible. They actually did this calculation specifically for me because I wanted to know. So an average turkey produces about twice as much poop as it needs to be cooked with, although they're saying it gets a little tricky if we want to count in stuffing and like all other things that we might be cooking with the turkey together. Side dishes, all the side dishes. But it is entirely possible. And in fact, they're planning to do that sometime soon because they want to know how this will taste.
And we'll leave it there. Lena, thanks so much for joining us. That was Lena Zeldovich, science writer based in New York. She was with us to talk about research that's turning turkey poop into energy.